Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very tragic case happened, and it happened in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I live. And it's brought up a lot of questions on hospital policies and what happens if you have a missing family member in a certain city that you think might be in the hospital, but you can't find them, and the hospital doesn't have any identifying information. So you're trying to find a family member in a hospital that might not have the name of your family member because they didn't have ID on them. And one of our local hospitals here in Las Vegas has made some headlines because there was a sister of a patient who apparently had been looking for her brother. When she called local hospitals, they said he wasn't there. And even when she tried to use the John Doe name, and apparently he had been in a coma, I believe, for 10 days, ends up dying. And so the sister is concerned and upset that she couldn't be there for him and that he died alone. And so, you know, I'm sure this is kind of causing a lot of discussion, a lot of concern on how do you find your family member. What to do if the hospital says, sorry, not here. So let me just kind of explain what happened here. So this gentleman, I believe, lives in Las Vegas, and he died July 27th at Mountain View Hospital. He was only 60 years old. Apparently, he was walking near a gas station. I believe this was near Lake Mead and Rainbow. And this is kind of the west side of town, for those of you who know Las Vegas. And it was apparently 113 degrees that day. And so he was, I guess, walking around, might have passed out from the heat. And somebody, and unfortunately, you know, rather than calling 911, somebody pickpocketed him, we believe. Or maybe he didn't have any ID on him. So by the time an ambulance found him and took him into the hospital, he was unidentified, no records, no ID. So rather than using John Doe, hospitals might use other names, other monikers. And I believe the hospital in this situation used Nolan Doe. Because, you know, if there's multiple John Does, how do you know? If you can't identify by date of birth. And so some hospitals will use unidentified person one. Some people will say unidentified man. Or they'll use different names. Well, the sister said, even though it wasn't that unusual for him to be gone for a few days, usually he picked up the phone. He had COPD, and so she was worried about him. She wrote a, she went on a missing persons group on Facebook. I think she also contacted authorities. Not exactly sure what happened in terms of that, but he apparently was in the hospital 10, 11 days. The sister thinks somebody stole his belongings, including his ID, and surprised that people would drive past him without calling 911. Well, unfortunately, with our homeless crisis, many individuals now think if somebody's lying on the street, they're homeless, which is very frightening because, you know, God forbid any of us pass out or we're having cardiac arrest, people might just drive by going, well, it's another homeless person. We really have, and homeless people are lying, they're dying as well, thinking, well, they're homeless. So that's a whole other discussion for another day. But she said she called every hospital in Las Vegas asking if they had any John Does. She has a background in nursing, so knew John Doe would be a standard placeholder name. Well, every time she called, there was no John Does, no Clifford Allens, and his name was Clifford Allens. And she kept being told it was a no. Well, apparently what happened is he was given a different name called Nolan Doe. And so I know many of you are like, well, how would I know that? So here's the situation these hospitals are in. One is unidentified persons get brought in all the time. So obviously a John Doe with no date of birth is not going to be enough of a placeholder. Not to mention hospitals are also probably going to have to come up with non-gender names now that we're being gender neutral. So you might not see the John Doe anymore. And if you don't know what the new names are, you won't be able to ask for it. And not all hospitals use DOE. They may use unidentified missing people. So the first thing I would recommend is if you have anybody who's missing, one, contact the police, which I'm sure she did. Police can oftentimes access records and be able to talk to hospitals. If you call a random hospital, sign, hey, is Dr. Dahlia there? They're going to say no because they have to respect my privacy. Now, HIPAA, which respects patients' privacies, has been troubling a lot of people because family members cannot get any information. And so you might have somebody who's in a coma, unable to talk, unable to give consent. Meanwhile, the family's like, is he there? Is he there? Is she there? What do you need from me? And so being unidentified poses a lot of problems, especially with HIPAA. So the first thing you do is, one, is obviously contact authorities. Number two is contact the hospitals, and you could contact admissions, you could contact nurse manager, you could contact ER, but usually they will direct you to the department that's handling those and say, look, I have a family member who is missing and might not have had ID. You know, this is his name. Do you have any unidentified individuals that match this description? And if the hospitals all say no, then again, work with the police. Because they could then, fortunately, go in there. There's fingerprinting that can also be done. Now, remember, the average hospital is not there for analysis and identification. The hospital is there to keep people healthy and to save their lives. So with that, you might have to, again, have law enforcement involved. But just don't use the term John Doe or Jane Doe. What you do is contact the hospital and go, if there is an unidentified person with no ID, what is the name that's given? Because we are missing so-and-so. We've been missing them from this time period. And hopefully somebody from the hospital could say, yes, we have four or five unidentified patients. Through the police, contact us. We could then override HIPAA or work through HIPAA to get you in touch with the person. Most hospitals want to find the family members because there has to be decisions being made to take somebody off of end in terms of proxy, in terms of advanced directives. So they do want to work with you. But the name John Doe and Jane Doe might not be the names used anymore. 1-877 for all hospitals. It might be changing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Hi everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the migrant crisis is a huge problem. One for our border, I should say. The southern border and migrant crisis. One for our national security, two for our public health, three for our economy, four for our overwhelmed healthcare system, welfare system, school system. And so when you hear people still try to toe the party line and not step on any toes, you start to kind of wonder, okay, come on. So, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who I really respect, And being a mayor of New York City, not easy. He is being overwhelmed with 10,000 illegal asylum seekers that are coming in every month. He is saying it is going to destroy the Big Apple, flooding each of the five boroughs. And he says the city we knew we're about to lose. And I get he's stressed. So you would think that he would, be like, all right, guys, all right, we've got to do something with the border. We have to, Biden, please help. And instead, apparently he brought up the Republicans. And he was blaming the Republican governors. And he was blaming Republicans and federal support. I think somebody said he even brought up Trump in all of this. And where I get a little concerned, and I'm not saying this for Democrats or Republicans, but sometimes your position has to supersede political party. And if you want America great, strong, if you want migrants having a home, then you're going to have to speak and not worry about stepping on people's toes. And I get when Chris Christie hugged Obama, people gave him so much slack. I had no problem with him hugging Obama. I think it was Superstorm Sandy. There was, or did he shake his hand? I forget what he did. But he greeted Obama as a governor should. Your president is your commander in chief. If the president's doing something and the president's there to help, you thank them for their help. And you have to, you might hate your boss, you might hate your CEO, but you need to work with them. Just like if your CEO or boss is not doing the job needed, you need to, if your job is to run, if you're the governor and you have, or mayor, and you have to run your city or state, then you need to be able to work with those that might be superior to you to get the job done. And so I think maybe we just need to ask everybody to put politics on hold for a second and just do some common sense type stuff. So Governor Greg Abbott did something that I know a lot of people weren't happy about, but I think it was necessary. I think Governor Abbott, who probably is, might get most of the credit for saving the Republican Party, he, when his state was getting overwhelmed and his border was getting overwhelmed, those cities who were sanctuary cities that were not being used or not necessarily coming to the plate, he brought migrants there. If the hospitals are overwhelmed in border towns, if the schools are overwhelmed, you need to make sure people go where they can at least get fed, get hospital care. If I'm running a hospital and the hospital is at max, I need to start diverting people to other hospitals. I don't make them sit in the parking lot and die in the heat or the cold. I have to tell people, don't bring any more people here and divert. Well, where do you divert people to? Well, you have to divert them to a hospital or to, when it comes to migrants, to cities who have open arms. And when you have, throughout the last few years, had cities such as New York City, San Francisco, Chicago, say, bring them here. All right, we are sanctuary cities for anybody. We will not deport you. We are here for you. Then now it's almost malpractice, or there's liability. Knowing that there's places that want people there that are very pro illegal or asylum seekers or illegal immigrants, it's almost malpractice you have liability for not bringing people there to have a chance to live. So, and I know people think it was a political ploy, now, rather than Texas being overwhelmed, if nobody's listening to Texas, and Texas needs help. Now, we've heard from the Yuma Hospital being overwhelmed, and migrants not paying, so they need to be subsidized. We don't have enough hospitals along the border, so you need to take them where there's other hospitals. I think they're even given a choice. Would you like to go to New York? Would you like to go to Chicago? Where would you like to go? But Mayor Eric Adams, and I get, he's feeling overwhelmed. He says, let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. He says, this issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. And he had said that basically he had, he's frustrated because he had said that he had done a lot during his tenure as mayor. And this now kind of destroys what he's done. And so I get the frustration. Over 110,000 migrants have arrived in New York since last year. But rather than discussing the real problem at the border, he said that governors of Republican states have bussed them without coordinating with New York officials. Adams seemed to specifically refer to Greg Abbott. And he said, we turned this city around in 20 months. And then what happened? He said, started with a madman down in Texas, decided he wanted to bus people up to New York City. And Adams said New York has not received federal support. He said, we're getting no support on this national crisis. So, you know, let's put politics aside and just, say what needs to be said. We have too many people coming in. We don't have the facilities to shelter them, right? Somebody needs to secure the border. Who is in charge right now? Well, he thinks it's Greg Abbott. Well, when Greg Abbott tried to secure the border, he got in trouble. When Governor Ducey tried to put up shipping containers, those had to be taken down. When Greg Abbott put that buoy in the river, he got, you know, I mean, if the state is being, if the governor is being stopped on every, you know, move he tries to make to protect the border, what are you expecting him to do? And if these people die in the Texas heat, I mean, Texas is at scorching heat. And yeah, maybe it is political. Now, you aren't worried about what's going on down here, right? Let's bring what's going on down here to you. But all I know is Texas is getting overwhelmed. They've been overwhelmed for a while. They've been asking for help. And so they're doing what they legally can, because every time they try to do something, they're being told that's illegal, that's illegal. They say social services in New York has struggled to provide for the increasing number of migrants. Of the 100,000 arrived, more than 50,000 remain in the city under their care. Shelters are at capacity. So are veterans, are homeless Americans not getting what they need as well? And we're going to be coming into a winter. So new arrivals are trying to find housing. Well, how do you find housing in New York City? It's expensive. Many of them are ineligible for rent assistance. We're being told that many immigrants are able to get unemployment benefits, but where is the money coming from? So you're seeing people sleep on the streets. We are now adding to the homeless population. Well, if every other country has a border policy, why don't we? And so I appreciate what Mayor Adams is going through. That has got to be tough. You know, he wanted to show with his political record that he did a good job for New York after 20 months, and now his reign of New York City is going to be marred with high homeless populations, high lack of facilities and resources for New Yorkers. And he could lose re-election as a result. But then you got to say it like it is. And say, we need help. And say, Governor Abbott needs help. We need help. Help. And you know, but trying to, you know, spin it on, well, you know, the Republicans are this. It starts to, again, people tune it out. All right, I don't look at New York City as a Democrat city or a Republican city. I look at New York City as one of the biggest, most vibrant, most amazing cities in the world. And if the biggest and largest and most funded city in the world does not have the ability to take care of their own, that is a problem. And our executive branch needs to be there to help. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Senator Mitch McConnell vowed yesterday to keep his job as Senate Republican leader at least through 2024 and to finish his seventh Senate term, which runs through 2026, despite recent health problems. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre's explanation for why President Biden left the previous day's Medal of Honor ceremony early didn't go over well on social media yesterday. Users on X, formerly known as Twitter, didn't believe the explanation and mocked her for attempting to spin the situation. Hurricane Lee expected to rapidly intensify in the warm waters of the Atlantic Ocean tomorrow and will likely become a major storm. According to the National Hurricane Center, that Category 1 storm has the potential to reach near Category 5 strength. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Dr. Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like it when you hear the media try to scare people and, you know, oh, we have another health crisis, we have another COVID wave, I am very, very supportive of the media informing people. And I will tell you guys when to worry. Right? Now, we are having more COVID cases. You have any shortness of breath, symptoms getting worse, you get your butt seen. None of this, oh, they don't want me going in if I'm sick with COVID. You have trouble breathing, you're sick. you get seen right away. And now that we have medications to treat and minimize COVID symptoms, don't wait till the last minute when you, God forbid, need to be on a ventilator, which, can I say, was probably the stupidest thing, to do. When I understand when we have the crisis in early 2020, for months, people were told, I'm not allowed to go and get seen. And they would call telemedicine. And we're like, are you having trouble breathing? They said, yes. I go, well, then go now. They go, but they don't want to see me. And that's exactly what these hospitals and medical centers are supposed to be able to do. And I get some of the hospitals were overwhelmed, but some weren't. And here we are, 4 years later, since the virus escaped or got leaked or whatever. And maybe almost 4 years to the day, almost 4 years of when the pandemic officially started. And people are telling me, I can't go to the urgent care. I go, why not? They go, well, we're not supposed to. And they're sitting there at home getting worse and getting worse. And we can't prescribe the COVID medication over the phone. So just use your best judgment. If you're having trouble breathing, whether you're COVID or not, you got to get evaluated. Because we don't want you needing a ventilator and being in a hospital and getting worse. So another thing that is startling people are these headlines saying cancer is surging in younger people. Cancer is surging. And I'll tell you guys when it's true or when it's being over-exaggerated. But it's true. We are seeing more and more younger individuals getting cancer. And when patients call in, and I work for a telemedicine company now, and they have reports, they call in for, who knows, a current complaint. And when I ask them their medical history, some of them have had a colectomy already for colon cancer. They're in their 30s and 40s. I'm hearing masses, well, I'm bleeding rectally, and I don't have a hemorrhoid. Do they have colorectal cancer? You know, what's going on here? And so my concern is, one, it could be our diet. We eat a lot of fake food. We spoke about that yesterday, where some of the food we're eating have ingredients that have been banned in other countries. So why are we consuming them? And we aren't using these desserts or breakfast cereals or drinks that are neon in color just as a once in a blue moon treat. People are using it as part of their daily staple. So that's, I think, part of it. Another is we really have a high-fat diet. I don't think fat is healthy. I also think we're taking in a lot of hormones from whatever they're putting in our food. We're also not moving. How many of you walk to work or walk to a bus stop? No. We get in our car, we drive to work, we get out of a car. And if you're not actively working out, you're barely getting 500 steps a day. If you don't move, if you eat the way you eat, yeah, you're going to be at high risk for cancer. And then, of course, alcohol. So a study published Tuesday in BMJ Oncology looked at data from 1990 to 2019. This has been reported by the New York Post. And they found a 79% surge in new cancer cases in people under 50. That's nearly 80%. Using data from the Global Burden of Disease 2019 study, they looked at the prevalence of 29 different cancers in 204 countries or regions. And they looked at the number of new cases, deaths, subsequent health repercussions, risk factors. And in 2019 alone, early onset cancer cases in that group totaled 3.26 million, an increase of close to 80% since 1990. Now, these are from researchers from Zhejiang University School of Medicine and University of Edinburgh's Usher Institute. The uptick of cancer deaths have also risen close to 30%. Which were the cancers? Breast, trachea, lung, bowel, GI, and stomach, which have the higher mortality rates as well. Cases of windpipe or trachea and prostate cancer had the largest increase since 1990. So laryngeal cancer. Well, laryngeal cancer can come from the HPV virus, and we have a vaccine for that, Gardasil. But it could come from the HPV virus, especially for those that perform oral sex. It could come from smoking, vaping. Breast cancer had the highest incident rate of early onset cases. Liver cancer saw a decline, so that was interesting. They say North America was listed as one of the regions with the highest incidence of early onset cancers, along with Australia, Western Europe, and Eastern Europe, Oceania, and Central Asia had the highest mortality rates. So what's going on here? Well, you know, there's, I think also our obesity is a biggie. Fat is not healthy. Your body doesn't handle fat well. So for women who are obese, the extra fat can produce extra estrogen. And if you have a cancer that needs estrogen to fuel it, you could then sadly be at higher risk. Obesity puts us at higher risk for so many cancers. But alcohol. I keep getting asked, Dr. Dahlia, how much alcohol should we be drinking a day? Not can I drink, but what is the daily recommended allowance of alcohol along with our vitamins? We're not there yet. We can't be there yet. As much as I believe red wine could help some people with their... We're not there to tell everybody to drink wine because alcohol is also causing a rise in cancer cases. Tobacco use as well. And now, even though we've been cutting back on tobacco, we're vaping. We're putting other crap into our lungs. And then we got a call like it is, when we started to really curb our tobacco use and our smoking use, the obesity epidemic rose even more. Because people used to keep their weight down by smoking. Bad thing to do. I told you I had a patient who was smoking, and I said, you know, do you need help? And she's, you know, quitting, because we always offer. And she said, oh, no, absolutely not. Why do you think I have, you know, my figure that I do? She goes, I could quit smoking at any time. I just don't want to. Now, you should want to, because smoking causes heart disease, causes, you know, stroke, lung cancer, a whole variety of cancers. Smoking is bad, bad, bad. But many individuals who quit smoking gained weight. And so, you know, now you have obesity causing issues. So if you really want to avoid the cancer, you want, and also our children. When I was a skinny kid, we had PE, I ran, we played outside. Our kids aren't playing outside, and nobody's also talking about this. Are they getting enough vitamin D? Are they getting some sun? There was a health video from the 1940s that talked about eating healthy fruits and vegetables and being outside for a certain amount of the day. Now, I get melanoma scares the hell out of me. These skin cancers scare the hell out of me. Jiffy Buffett dying of Merkel cell carcinoma, which possibly was on a sun-exposed area. But we still need to figure out how to balance getting some sun and skin cancer. But instead, what are our kids doing? They're sitting at a desk all day in class. Maybe they get a little bit of PE. Maybe they get a little bit of sports. And then they're home and they're playing video games. Not good. So cut the alcohol. Cut the smoking. Get vaccinated for HPV. Because you could get that from sex. Men too. HPV is not just a female issue. Many men are getting laryngeal cancer because it gets into the throat. Diet, exercise, fruits and vegetables, and stop eating crap food that has chlorine and food dyes and all sorts of other components. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, sadly, we started this school year hitting the ground running with colds, RSV, COVID. We're seeing strep. And so we want to make sure these kids have access to a medical provider, access to medical care, because if not, one, it's causing morbidity, mortality, as well as they're not learning. They're not back at school. Many of them are calling out. And so joining us next is Dr. Jessica Lee, Acting Chief Medical Officer for Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services, to talk to us about how to prepare our children for back to school and get them the care they need. Dr. Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here to talk about how the start of the school year is a key opportunity to make sure kids are connected to the health care they need.
Absolutely. Talk to us about the Medicaid and CHIP programs.
Sure. So Medicaid and CHIP, or the Children's Health Insurance Program, offer free or low-cost health coverage for children, teens, and adults who are eligible for the program. They cover more than 42 million children in the United States and help to ensure that over 94% of our nation's children have health insurance, and that every child who's eligible can get connected and get ready to get back to school.
We need that. And so, you know, they need vaccines, they need well child checks, they need sport physicals. These are, talk to us about some of the services that CHIP and Medicaid provide.
Absolutely. Exactly like you said, for children and teens, Medicaid and CHIP provide robust, comprehensive coverage for things like well child visits, other doctor visits, eye exams, dental care, mental and behavioral health services. They also include things like emergency room visits or hospital visits, things like that that can really cause a lot of stress and jeopardize a family's financial future or their financial stability. So these are really terrific programs to both protect health and protect peace of mind.
You know, Dr. Lee, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this because, you know, we hear about Medicaid, we hear about these programs, we hear about the money that's going into these programs, but we don't talk about the number of individuals who actually do qualify, don't know, and aren't able to take advantage. You know, roughly how many kids do you think are uninsured that do qualify for this program currently in the U.S.?
This is such an important point. I'm not sure exactly how many, but I can tell you that over 42 million are enrolled, and we want to make sure that every kid who is eligible can get covered. We can do that by making sure that people know to go to the website, insurekidsnow.gov, that's insure with an I, or by calling our phone number, 1-877-KIDS-NOW, to get connected to the right state programs and find out what they might be eligible for. They can also connect directly with their state. We want to make sure that people know that in most states, children up to age 19 with family incomes of up to $60,000 per year for a family of four may qualify for Medicaid or CHIP. So these are, you know, important options here.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think we have about 70 million kids, so it shows that we still have millions of kids that are not getting the access they need. I was asked by a listener 2 days ago if those who are migrants or undocumented, what's happening to those kids in terms of getting medical care and coverage through CHIP or Medicaid?
This is a really important issue, and I'm not the best person to speak on generalities like that, but I think for any family or child, starting with the resources of Insure Kids Now or our website, 1-877-KIDS-NOW, or reaching out to the state Medicaid program would be a great place to start to get information and find out what health care options are available to you.
Mm-hmm. And talk to us about the enrollment period.
What a great question. There is no enrollment period because enrollment is always open. Families can apply for Medicaid and CHIP coverage at any time of the year. But what's important to know is they do have to renew every year. So folks may have heard that during the COVID pandemic, everyone was automatically renewed. But now that the public health emergency is over, everyone needs to be renewed between April of this year and April of that year, next year. So that means that everyone should be getting information in the mail about renewal. And one of our kind of key messages is to make sure that people who are already connected to Medicaid and CHIP have updated their contact information if they need to with their state offices, and that they're checking their mail for renewal form, filling it out, and returning it right away to avoid any gaps in coverage.
Mm-hmm. And you did bring up a good point. I mean, they so it's, you know, we seem to think our kids stop being kids by the time they go to high school, and probably because they smart mouth. Maybe I should say by the time they start smart mouthing us. But the truth of the matter is this does protect them all the way through high school and into, you know, post high school, at least by a year.
Absolutely. So we're talking about health insurance that for children is available often up to age 19. And I'm so glad that you brought up the how long this protection is, because this is not just for children now. This is to set children up to succeed in life. Children who have health insurance are more likely to complete high school. They're more likely to graduate college. And health insurance doesn't just benefit kids in terms of being able to go to school, being less likely to miss school, more able to participate in sports and after-school activities. It can help parents, too, because fewer missed days at school can also mean fewer missed days at work. So this is really setting up a family and a child for success.
And so, you know, there's been a lot of headlines of people losing Medicaid coverage because, like you said, the pandemic and there's you know, enrollment periods. You know, those individuals who would lose Medicaid coverage, is it because they don't financially qualify, or is it because they're forgetting to renew, or they don't realize they need to renew?
So this is such an important issue right now, as we and states are working really hard to make sure that everyone who's eligible gets renewed. And for people who aren't eligible for Medicaid or CHIP anymore, they're getting connected to other sources of healthcare coverage. So, you know, there's three key steps to making sure that we avoid as few coverage gaps as possible. The first is updating contact information, you know, making sure the state has the right mailing address, phone number, email, other contact information so that you can get the information you need about your coverage. The second is checking the mail. I, for one, sometimes have some stacks of unopened mail. This should not be in that stack. Open mm-hmm. your mail, check your mail, fill out the form. And the third thing is getting it in right away. So when you fill out the form, return it to the state to help avoid a gap in coverage. Even if a parent is no longer eligible in Medicaid, the child may actually still be eligible for Medicaid or CHIP. And again, even if they're not eligible, there may be some other options. So visiting the website healthcare.gov can help folks see if they're eligible to enroll in a low-cost quality health plan. Actually, just by checking out that website, 4 out of 5 people who go there are able to find a plan that costs $10 a month or less. So there's a lot of great resources, and we want to make sure people know how to connect to them.
That's good. Yes, yes. I've had parents who have said, look, I have health insurance now. It covers the family. But then what do I do about Medicaid and CHIP? As you said, sometimes, you know, a parent may not qualify, but the child still could, because some of these plans out there might not be as comprehensive as what we need for kids.
You are exactly right. Kids, we should be checking to make sure that we're using all the opportunities we can to get children the best health care coverage possible. And that's why we have a lot of different connections, both on the website insurekidsnow.gov, through our phone call, through our phone number 1-877-KIDS-NOW, and also by reaching out to the state offices to see what other coverage your child might be eligible for.
Wonderful. Dr. Lee, Acting Chief Medical Officer for Center of Medicaid and CHIP Services, we really appreciate you coming on, talking to us about this. We can't wait to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much. Health insurance is a critical item on the back-to-school checklist, and I'm really grateful for you to help getting that message out.
Grateful to you as well and your team. Thank you so much. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing.
Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.